Lip Service. Matt Lips' sweet podcast that's totally not a blowjob. Cause a blowjob would be better, but you can settle for second best. So if you can't get a blowjob, you can settle for the Lip Service podcast. But a blowjob would be better, no doubt.
Hello, I'm Matt Lips, and this is a podcast I do called Lip Service. I thought it was original. This is another episode. I think we're up to like 19. We're doing great. You may not know my guest on the show this week, but you should. He's a funny guy. I was just on a show with him, as we talked about in this episode, if it didn't get cut. And, he tried to take over the show. You know, you can't do that. This is my podcast. But his name is Wes Whitaker, and I don't know what to say about him. I already told you he was funny. He's a great guy, and he likes games, apparently. That's all he wanted to do on the podcast, is play game after game after game, which is fun, but I didn't prepare a lot of games for this podcast. Maybe next time. So that's this episode, and don't forget, April 30th. Super exciting stuff. You need to come. We're doing a game show. It's called Renewed, and it's all about the 90s. If you're a 90s freak, even if you're not a 90s freak, come out. It's based around a bunch of classic game shows that you might love. So if you love game shows, if you like the 90s, if you like good comedians, come on out. It's going to be Team Grubard, which right now I believe his team is consists of Tommy Tuhill, Joey Dock, and Lou Misiano against Patrick Graves' team, which is, I believe, Ben Fidler, Jake Matera, and Vicky Hernandez. I mean, you're not going to find anything better. So come out to that. Come out to our mic in Doylestown and enjoy the episode.
Every time you walk into Matt Lips' apartment, you'll hear him talk, and this is just more of him talking.
Was that good?
Now just real quick, sing like Lip Service or something. Like, finish off the song.
Lip Service.
Wes Whitaker. This is cool because I normally don't even, I get right into it. I don't even go like, oh, we have Wes Whitaker on the show. I don't usually say the person's name, even though they know it's them on the episode.
Yeah, but you still got to do that.
You should.
What if you mix
eventually
up
I
the
do
things?
It. Sometimes I just do it at the end of the episode, you know what I mean? We don't. We put them out. How would we mess that up?
I don't know. I'm just saying, what if you did and then you didn't catch it and then everybody else is listening to like another episode and they're like, oh, that's Wes?
I mean,
I don't want to listen
to
that.
The episode's still labeled when you click on it.
So, I know. I'm just saying, if Dan messed that up,
that sounds like something he would do.
I know. That's why you got to do the people can double check.
That's true. So Wes Whitaker's here. Super exciting. Do you
exciting,
even know who
great.
He is? I don't.
Great.
I'm just kidding.
Awesome. That's how I feel about myself already, Matt.
I'm gonna be mean. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna be mean. Sometimes I'm proactively mean, so I beat them to the punch before they get to me, but I don't feel like you're going to be that way, so I don't have to do it. Actually, most people are pretty nice on here. I was surprised.
In your apartment just start trashing you.
People tend to be mean to me. I'm used to it. It's life, you know what I mean? There's some things you just have to accept.
Well, I was going to say something about the DJ headphone thing.
How I only have one ear on right now. I don't even know why I'm doing it. Usually I wear them both ears. I don't know why I'm doing it.
You look like a Swedish DJ.
Do I look good at least?
No, I said you look like a Swedish DJ.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Well, it's just if you look in the mirror, that's what I think they would look like. I don't even know. You know what?
Do I look Swedish?
I don't know a lot about DJs. Mm-hmm. I just know that it's all like somewhere.
My one friend that's coming is kind of like is like a DJ, but to the show tonight. I mean, we're on a show tonight. By the time this comes out, it's going to be
over. I know. Invite people. Wouldn't that be?
You guys, you should come out.
That one guy with the time machine that listens.
Shit, that would be pretty cool, that'd be actually. Ridiculous. It'd be like, I heard your podcast. It'd be like, we just did it. No, time machine.
I didn't even post it on. That would be insane.
I don't think he would even. I think he would try and double back if he said that, because you probably aren't even supposed to say anything about that you have one. You shouldn't have mentioned it.
Yeah, but if you're only one with a time machine, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Nah, but I still think he would double back on.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was gonna say. Double back to where before he got in the time machine.
I think
he would
try and cover shy. He'd be like, "Yeah, I heard the podcast. I'm like, we just put it out." I'd be like, "Oh, I meant the one you did last week. I heard you were doing it with Wes."
No, I don't think you got to do that.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe. Huh? That's where, time machine movies change. Like, some they go back and they're like, oh, let's mess around with Napoleon or whatever, like Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want. It's not going to mess everything up in the future.
Because they can just go back and
back to the future, you can't mess with... It's the whole butterfly wings thing.
I shouldn't admit this. I've never seen that. Either one. I've never seen either of those movies. Is that bad?
I think Back to the Future is kind of overhyped.
You think so? Some people love it, though.
I like it. It's like one of those movies when I'm sick, like when I was sick from high school or just had a sick day, always on TV.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say put it on.
No, I don't have the
You weren't. You weren't a Price is Right guy? You watched Back to the Future?
Oh, I would watch. You know what? There was one movie that I've seen six times. And it's because, the whole,
six isn't a lot, by the way, just saying. But go ahead. You said it like
Well, this. I'm not going to, it is a lot for how stupid the movie is.
What movie?
It's, Mom, the Babysitter's Dead or something like that.
My sister loves that movie.
Love that movie. You know why? Because I could sit and watch it, and the most stressful thing ever is oh, no, I hope Mom doesn't find out. And I thought that was relaxing. Because it's not I have to worry about, oh,
what's
I hope...
I guess because she'd come home because she didn't want, mom to come home, right?
Well, she the babysitter dies, and then the little brother spends all the money on, TV, a crazy TV system. So she has to get a career.
That's right. Because I was thinking, what's the big deal? The babysitter happened to die. It's not your fault. What are you trying to cover up? And then, I do remember that.
Yeah, that's
didn't
not
she
the...
Steal, didn't she fucking steal petty cash?
Yeah, that's
she
what
fucking
she did.
Stole petty,
yeah,
and
yeah.
she got pretty high up at that job.
Yeah, she
too.
Did.
And she what didn't.
And then they threw a
sure
big party for her fashion line that's coming out at the end, and then her boyfriend guy kind of fucks it up. You think he'd be cooler about it? he'd realize oh wait, instead of me making an ass of myself and messing with her shit, maybe I should just talk to her tomorrow about whatever this is. Instead, he drives in the lawn.
Oh, that's
or
right. Yeah, that's right. Because it was in the backyard. Right?
Relax, dude.
Didn't he? What?
We're not even
dating.
How'd
she get the job? Did she lie on a resume?
Yeah.
Is that
what
happened?
Yeah. And his brother, his sister, she worked there too, and she's
the
total
she was the one that was trying to was on to her and trying to fucking call her out. Right. I don't think I ever saw the movie straight through, but I've seen lot. I think I've seen a lot of the movie, and not in a long. Long fucking time, probably 20 years since I've seen but I remember that much. Once you started saying it, I'm some of it was coming back.
Isn't that I like that movie a lot. That was my, instead of Price is Right, throw that on.
I can't see myself, wanting to watch it, but like I said, my sister,
it's one of those things, I don't know. Sometimes, stressful movies, I'll just get, really anxious watching it. And that's one of those,
What is a stressful movie?
Die Hard.
Never saw it.
Most movies are the whole plot of movies. It's you need a build up and a climax. I want a movie where it's just the beginning where everything's fine and it's that the whole way through.
Just one hunky dory movie.
Yeah, I don't have to go through a roller coaster ride of emotions.
No,
I'm just feeling great the whole time.
I
don't. There's no movie like that. They all follow I watch for it because I want there to be one movie where a couple is having fun and there's
and
montages.
They just stop having fun.
Yeah,
just
everything's great.
Fun. Yeah, no one cheats. No one gets dumped.
Every movie that there's a relationship, it's always they break up and then they oh.
What
look,
if everything was hunky dory, but someone. Not a main character, not someone super important, but someone kind of cool, dies. Are you okay with just someone dying in the movie?
As long
as everything else was, chill?
Dude, yeah. Oh, you know, I want this to be a movie so bad. This was my little, like, stupid idea if I were to make a movie. Tell me who you think should play the main character.
Adam Sandler.
Don't even... Don't disgrace my movie with that. Okay?
How dare you.
Actually, think about this. It's a movie about, like, there's a haunted house. Or there's, like, an old house in this town. And all these, like...
Little House on the Prairie?
No.
Okay, no,
let
sorry.
Me finish the pitch, okay? I'll act like it's a pitch. All right. Guys, my idea for a movie is...
Don't be so nervous. Calm down, relax. Just, you know, you can, you know, we're not... Don't let us intimidate you. Just go ahead, just tell us your movie.
My, there's a town, and they have, like, this old, like, mansion-y house that's abandoned. And the mayor doesn't want, like, kids, like, going and graffitiing it and stuff like that. So they pay for, like, the town alcoholic to go live at that house and pretend to be a ghost to scare people away. Doesn't that sound cool?
Is the town...
does it really?
Is the town alcoholic homeless? Or does he already have a home?
He doesn't have a job. He's got, like, a he lives with his mom. How about that?
So they're going to pay him...
Yeah, they're going to pay him.
They're going to pay him
to live in this
house.
Big mansion, and scare kids away. But, the kids won't be the teenage kids won't be scared if he's not like a ghost or like a Scooby-Doo monster.
How is he going to accomplish being like a ghost though?
Heck yeah, we're writing this movie right now. That's part of it. Is like
how is he accomplishing this? How is he going to convince people that he's a ghost and not the town alcoholic?
Well, like it,
and if he's the known town alcoholic, how do the kids not know him?
They don't ever see him there because he can't. Like he stays there all the time, and then like if like teens come in, he sort of like stamps and like shuts doors real quick.
So he's not seen by the kids.
No, he's like a whatever.
Is this movie drama? Is it going to be a
comedy?
It is going to be a comedy. A dark comedy.
Dark comedy. Black.
Black and white.
No. There's more humor than that.
No, no. I meant, is it going to be in black?
No.
No, it's a color.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to pass if it was black and white.
But, dude, I want Richard Dreyfuss.
Jason Segel.
Get the fuck out.
You don't like Jason Segel?
No.
I don't actually
He's
know
too
about
young
that.
To be an alcoholic.
I was going to say, I don't know about... That's not true.
Well, yeah, but, no, I mean, that's not true. But to be like the character in my head, like I want it to be like an old grumpy alcoholic. Like, Steve Buscemi would be great.
I'm thinking like, not, maybe not such a like a skinny like whatever, like not a fat dude, but like
I
not,
don't
want
to say Bill Murray because he's too easy to put in whatever. But he would kill that role. He'd murder it. But that's too easy to say that.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, that'd be funny. That actually would be funny.
Except, like he doesn't play... I mean, he's done comedies, but, like... I guess if he's a town drunk, he doesn't need to be funny in himself. He's just scaring the kids.
That's why,
so,
yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to think of someone... I was trying to think of someone who's also maybe, like...
Kind
of
scary
guy. Like a funny, like, person. But I'm like, no, that person is a drunk. He's not supposed to be a funny person.
Oh, that would be good. Who's, like, a drunk actor? Like, still.
What do you mean?
Who's, like, a drunk that's also, like, a famous actor? Are there any?
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. Oh, that would be... I would watch that movie. Who's the guy that was in The Wrestler?
Mickey Rourke.
I'd watch that movie.
My ADD has got us away from how the show even fucking starts. That's not even, like, how it's supposed to start.
Oh, mine did, too. But how cool is that movie idea? Like, honestly...
We'll have to discuss it more in a bit or maybe off mic. We'll see where it goes.
All right.
I don't know if I'm ready to green light. It needs more discussion. I'm not sure if I'm ready to green light it yet.
It's a perfect movie. I guess that's not the way you go in and pitch a movie. You're like, well, you're just wrong. But that's how I feel.
Now. I did this on the last episode and I liked it. I'm not gonna make you do two. We're just gonna do one. It's my new podcast warm up exercise. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? It's
red
called...
leather. What is it? Red leather, yellow leather. You ever do that? It's like a mouth warm-up.
You are not running this podcast.
You go red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
That's not it.
Try it.
It's a segment called Spewing Bullshit with Confidence.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a topic, and you give fake random facts about the event, but sell it. Make me believe it. Okay? Your topic is going to be, tell me about the Civil War.
The Civil War started because it actually started with Canada, and not a lot of people know that.
Because
the whole area above America wasn't like the Northerners, they discovered it, and the Southerners kind of knew that the Northerners had this extra land, but they kept it secret because they didn't want to call it America, and that's where Canada came from. Is Canada in French means secret land? Oh man.
Give me. But anyway, you were talking about the Civil War.
Give me another one because I was into it and now you fucked it up.
But I was really excited to hear about the Civil War too. Hold on, let me think of another one. That one came right to me, and now I have to hold on. Let me give me 5 seconds.
Oh, dude.
All right. Actually, explain to me, because I was always curious about this. Explain to me how hopscotch was invented.
Oh, hopscotch is in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of the kids couldn't afford jump ropes. So they would just jump in place and watch the richer of the poor kids jump rope.
Uh-huh.
To where a group finally came together and they were like, you know what? Instead of jumping in place, we need to start a community, a way we can get together because we can't afford jump ropes. And so the game was invented in the inner city by just a group of poor people who can't.
Do you remember the person's name?
Her name's Sarah Geller.
Sarah Geller.
Yeah, she. I think it was 1875.
That's
and they couldn't afford the stones, so they would just throw empty beer cans. For hopscotch.
I'm confused. I thought, isn't hopscotch the one where they draw the block?
Yeah, and then you.
But
yeah.
What does that have to do with rocks and
like? You don't even know how to play hopscotch.
I guess not.
You draw a square.
Uh huh.
And then they throw a rock, and then they gotta hop to the rock.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that how you play? Yeah.
Oh. Hopscotch always seemed too easy.
Yeah. It's for kids. It's easy. Jump rope's easy, too. Most of the things little kids do is easy.
No. Jump roping is not easy.
It's not hard.
But it's also not easy.
Yeah.
I can't really do it. You have to have hand-eye.
You know what? Yo-yoing. That's one of the things that,
I can't fucking do that. The fucking devil sticks.
You ever see... the kids at the shore that demo for they're sponsored by yo-yo companies.
Yo-Yo Han?
What?
Yo-Yo Man? Yo-Yo Man. Isn't he a musician?
Yo-Yo Ma is what his real name.
Yo Mama.
And they shortened it to Yo-Yo Ma.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I like
Wikipedia. Look up Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Ma. It's his middle name.
Yo-Yo is also his middle name. It's Yo-Yo Yo-Yo.
So what people don't know is his first name is Yo.
Uh-huh.
His middle name's Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo.
So five Yos.
But he goes by a shortened middle name and his first name. So it's not his first name's not Yo-Yo. His first name's Yo.
And he just shortened it to one Yo in the middle.
To one Yo from an abbreviated middle name.
Because most people don't even, when they say their name, they don't, incorporate their middle name.
I go Wesley J. Whitaker. I don't say John.
And that's most people don't even do that. They don't even incorporate. Yeah, most people, but he just incorporates it all the time.
It's a respect. It's an ancestral thing. He's Chinese, I think. And what they do is they have a whole thing where their first name's their last name. His dad didn't get that, and so just all his ancestors. That's why it's Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Ma. Not a lot of people know that either.
You know, you said there were five Yos. You just said four right there, though.
Well, I'm trying to respect them a little bit.
Got it. Okay.
If he's going to shorten it, I'll shorten it too.
All right.
Yo-Yo Ma. Not a lot of people know.
And I appreciate you telling me.
No problem. Dude, Wikipedia is great.
It's stupid. You can change anything you want. Hey. No, actually, certain pages you
can. I don't know.
I never changed anything.
There was this girl that we'd make fun of in like elementary school. That's not very nice. A Wikipedia page for her. And they took it down so quick.
Yeah, as they probably should have.
Yeah, but I don't. Who's looking at all that?
Wikipedia. They just sit there and just like.
I don't know. That's what I don't know. It's like.
Fucking twiddle their thumbs all day?
Is there a Wikipedia office? I thought it was just like an online thing.
So you don't think Facebook has offices either?
No, I know Facebook does, but it's not as like.
I'm pretty sure most. Not all websites, but a lot of big companies have fucking. Offices, especially after they have to do that shit for the legal. They could have got sued probably by that fucking.
Yeah, but they could have outsourced it too. They don't need to have it in like the Wikipedia building. Like I'm sure
just have offices in a building. It's not the Wikipedia building.
Yeah, but no, Wikipedia has its own building. I don't think. Are you kidding?
You a second ago you didn't even think they had offices. Now they have a building. Yeah, but
now you sold me on it, and I don't think they're in a shitty building anymore.
I think they rent an office. Nah. Have you ever fucking heard of the Wikipedia building?
See, now you're arguing for me. What fucking state? I know.
What state?
I tricked you. They don't have a building. Nobody's doing that. They outsource it.
Never mind. All right, I'm done. I'm done with that.
I got you.
You didn't get me.
Yeah,
I was trying to.
You got got.
I was calling you out, and then you're like, "Oh, now you're on my side."
And then you went against me. But that was the side I wanted. Yeah, you're right. There's not, Matt.
I never said there was. I always said there wasn't.
No, you didn't.
I did. I was like, no.
I said
they don't have a Wikipedia building. I'm like, they have probably an office somewhere. Nah. I was like, have you ever heard of the Wikipedia building? Have you ever heard of that?
And I flipped it.
You didn't flip.
I flipped and then I flopped right back.
You listen back to this fucking episode.
Nobody will.
I'm saying I hope you listen back to it.
My voice is annoying as shit. I'm not going to listen to myself talk. So is mine.
Sometimes I listen. But no, I hope you listen back and you listen. You're like, oh shit, I sound like a fucking idiot because Matt never flipped.
No, you flipped.
I didn't flip. When we're done, I'm going to ask those two sitting over there. Right? We're in the zone. They probably aren't listening. We're in the zone right now. We can't do it. We're going to ask them.
Okay, next game.
Okay, so it's not a game now. Now is when we get into the common. Oh, can you not blow?
Let's go.
Oh, your breath. Holy shit. This is where we start talking about nostalgia. Are you excited for that?
Mm-hmm. That's my
You're a video game nostalgia, right? A lot of new video games too, but
I'll play anything.
Did when you got here was wanted to look at my Nintendo games.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know I was looking at all my old Nintendo games.
Yeah.
And then just threw it on eBay, like, oh, what's Super Mario 3 worth? $25? Dude, I almost threw that away.
Is that really worth it? I mean, I have
GameCube controllers are worth $20. Are you kidding me? That's insane. That's why I like.
Are you sure you just didn't see it listed for that price and like? But like you can get them for cheaper than that.
I just paid $20 for it.
Was it brand new though, or was it used?
But it's the Nintendo brand, and those are the good ones.
Oh yeah, I guess if you have a Nintendo brand, yeah, because everyone sells the off brands.
Yeah, and they're so shitty. They're so
not
bad.
Not all of them.
I have one. I break all mine. But what's nostalgia?
Yeah, nostalgia.
About that's what we're talking games?
About. About anything. I was just saying, I know you're video game nostalgia. I knew that going into the conversation.
I know exactly where it started too.
Where what started?
It's like my video game obsession. Not even obsession. Just like it bothers me if I don't finish a game. Or if somebody says like, "Oh,
I never finish the game." I don't play a lot of video games, but I never finish like the only game I think I've like really ever like. Beat is fucking the original Zelda.
That takes forever too. If you don't look up a guide, that game's a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't even remember how we did it like when I was younger, because there wasn't an internet to look up the guide, so I don't even know how we did it how you figure some of the shit out in there. But yeah,
I'll peek at a guide now
since I've already beat it times, you know, like I'll fuck around with trying to beat it like a different way. Like the one time I was playing on an emulator and I was like, it would be fun just to go into the, like, use some code, just go in the dungeon, get like the extra, just get some of the, don't beat the dungeon yet, just get the prize you get in each dungeon, mm-hmm. get like the extra hearts, and then go back and beat
and just wreck
all the,
everybody.
Beat all the, yeah, because like you, I don't use like a health code or mm-hmm. anything, like because I have like all my hearts from like the beginning once I go get the stuff that I need, and then I just like beat it that way. I just find different ways to beat it. Like if I get stuck where I can't figure something out, maybe in like a dungeon or something like that, like then I'll look at the map for it and be like, oh, okay.
See,
I didn't see that.
That first Zelda, I beat it because I was taking karate, and I couldn't find the goddamn power bracelet to move the boulders.
Oh.
Yeah, so I would go to karate, and after karate, all the kids were like my age, like 6th grade, 7th grade, and I'd bring
like,
my I'd bring my Game Boy, and I'd be like, can somebody get me the...
Oh, you played it on Game... Yeah. See, I didn't really like Game Boy that much. I mean, I had one. I think I liked
looking... They're just little kid cell phones.
I liked,
at the time.
You know what fucking game was great on Game Boy? Yoshi.
Just Kirby.
No, I did beat Kirby.
Kirby's fun as shit.
I'm pretty sure that game I used to play all the time. When I was in elementary school, I used to bring it there, and I think my teacher made me put it on her desk one time because I was using it when I wasn't supposed
Ooh.
To, and some fucking kid stole it off her desk.
No
yeah.
way!
I don't know.
You never got it back?
I don't know if he just eventually felt bad and confessed or something. He had to write me like an apology note and shit. Yeah, he fucking stole it. But I did get it back, but I don't know if he was found out or just had a guilty conscience.
You know what? Here's nostalgia. A kid, he died. So I can never tell people this story, but I won't mention who it is. I was at a preschool with him, and I had a holographic Pokemon card, and he stole it, and I ran out, and I told my mom. And then she was like, oh, yeah, you want to, like, oh, fuck, shit, we got to cut that out.
Is anyone going to listen that matters? But we don't, okay. It's fine.
Yeah, cut that out.
Right above your head, the first switch, you just flip that up?
This one?
Yeah.
I can't defame a dead kid. But he stole it, and then my mom was like, help me find it. And he pulled it out of his pocket, put it on the ground, and was like, look what I found. So that's how I remembered him when he died. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, like such an angel. And I was like, dude. Such a lying Pokemon stealing
because of
piece
one
of...
little... You've never stolen anything or stolen something from someone you know?
No, well, hey, if I did, when I died, let them remember that.
I'm trying to think. Like, I've probably stolen stuff from, like, past friends. But, like, I honestly... I would admit it on here. I admit everything on here. But, like, I honestly can't remember. But I'm
no,
sure
I can't
I,
remember
I'm
either.
Sure, I'm sure I did.
No, this was, like, a chronic... Like, he was one of those, like, chronic
it's called,
stealing kids.
Kleptos. He was a klepto kid.
Big liar. I also, like, I'd fall for all the shit and be like, why don't I never see anything crazy? Like, the kids that are like, yeah, Pokemon are real. And I'd be like, huh, I've never seen one. Crazy.
Oh,
I didn't know.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just,
hey,
I believe
time,
it all.
Next time you're out, invite me. I want to come.
There was a kid growing up, biggest liar ever. And, like, he said, do you want to go putt-putting with me? The last hole, if you get a hole in one, you go to this jungle where there's, like, robot monkeys, and, like, they give you a gun, and you have to shoot them and stop them from, like, getting you and stuff. And
sounds
I was
like an arcade game.
No, he was like, oh, it's, like, dangerous, and there's... And I was like, I'm all about putt-putt. Tell me when we're going.
And then you got the last hole, and you're like... All
no,
this-
I didn't... Yeah,
no, it's like, you get to the last hole, and it's like, all this says is I win a free game.
Yeah,
where,
like,
what
where?
About the monkey robots?
Yeah, but those lying kids, they're probably like, no, it's only on, like, weekends, actually. My dad actually didn't choose the option where we fight the monkees. Stuff
that
like
was
that.
That was a previous promotion. They got shut
yeah.
Down.
I guess
got,
they don't do that
yeah,
anymore.
It got shut down because people were getting hurt.
Oh, you keep your lie going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spewing bullshit with confidence, kind of.
Yeah, dude, he did, and I fell for it hard. That's such a dumb one too.
You do look pretty gullible, though.
So gullible.
You look fucking
not anymore. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna lie to you later.
Great.
You're not gonna know when it's coming though.
Great.
First,
I'm
going to speak
it.
Some truths, and then I might slip it in
like
there.
Like three truths and a lie? Throw
not,
one of those
I'm
out.
Not going to tell you my pattern.
Throw out a three or two truths and a lie.
I played a game on here one time where it was where I just said two facts, like two things about my life, and one of them was true and one of them wasn't.
That's exactly
like,
what I'm talking
about.
But
like I came up with those in advance. Like, you know, that was.
Oh, so you
that
don't think
crap.
You could improv it is what you're saying.
Actually, you know what? I actually came up with some I was going to do on a podcast, mm-hmm. and I never fucking did them. That's fucking crazy that you said that. All right, here we go. So, two facts. Two so-called facts. Mm-hmm. One is true about me. One is not true. I feel like some of these are pretty obvious, but we'll see how.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
It's
I thought it was one.
No, there's one.
All right, two, we'll find three, out how many four, there are when you do them. Jeez.
What a fucking dick. Okay. Okay, here we go. True, not true. Okay. Did I lose my virginity at 21?
Mm-hmm.
Or, as a kid, was I afraid of Teddy Ruxpin? Which one is true?
Virgin. 21.
You think I was...
No, for real? Are we playing for real?
No, we're playing for real. This is like a true... Yeah, was I... Did
Teddy
I lose
Ruxpin.
My virgin...
Teddy Ruxpin. Right?
No, yeah, you're right. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't...
That was an easy one?
You're like, you lost it at 23. What are you talking about? I didn't. Don't worry.
Oh,
no. You're like, no. No, it's not because I thought you lost it earlier. It's like, I thought you lost it after. All right. Was I once suspended for dropping the hard C? Or was I once grounded in elementary school for calling 911?
911. You called 911 and got grounded.
Sort of. That is sort of true. I mean, it's the true one. But, yeah, like, I wasn't... Like, we all stopped at a payphone this one time and, like, picked it up. And I know I didn't dial. It was this kid fucking... his name was, like, Shay. Yeah, fucking, yeah, if you have the name Shay, obviously you're going to dial 911 at some point. So he did that, and we all, like, kind of listened in, and then I think someone answered, and we hung it up real quick, but a teacher was walking by and fucking nailed us, and then
got
we got in a little bit of trouble. All right, was my first car a Mustang, or was I once fired for stealing condoms?
Fired for stealing condoms.
No, technically, my first car was a Mustang. It was a shitty Mustang.
I have a shitty Mustang.
It was a...
2001 V6.
It was a 90 fucking 2. And you didn't know it was Mustang until, like, you saw the symbol in the car. And they're like, this is a Mustang. But, like, it sure is. It was a... I had to floor it, right? For it to get up to speed. Like, you floored it, and it was like, it barely went anywhere. Did my ex break up with me through a text message?
Yeah.
Or did my ex... Actually, I think you know the answer to this. Once put sugar in my gas
sugar
tank.
Sugar in the
gas
tank.
Yeah, because that's
I
a joke,
that joke.
So you know that
joke.
I forgot all about that.
Just keeping it all in.
Did I... Oh, all right. For my first time drinking,
mm-hmm.
which one of these happened? Okay. Did I... Did I strip naked and go shrieking my first time, or did I just get way too drunk off of 151?
151.
You don't. I look like a streaker, though, don't I?
I don't know.
I mean, the 151.
It's the way you say it. That's how I'm picking it up. I'm telling you, bullshit.
Actually, I say it the same way. It just depends on which one I say first.
No, you think you say it the same way. It's the face.
Did I once win the paper football league in elementary school, or did I have the lowest batting average in junior varsity?
Lowest batting average.
No, I won the fucking paper football Super Bowl.
I had the lowest batting average.
Did you? I wasn't.
Yeah,
I didn't go out for any.
The one time I hit the ball, it went above my head, and I tomahawked it. Sweet. The whole season, I hit the ball once that actually counted and then forgot to run to, like, first base. I struck out in a T-ball, and they actually made me, they weren't like, oh, we'll try again. They were like,
they
well,
actually were like, you're
three strikes. Let's teach this kid a lesson. I still think about that. Like,
listen,
those dads could have just let me, like.
Yeah, they could have, but they're like, listen, if you suck, you suck.
Yeah, let's let the other kids.
Yeah, go sit down. We don't have all day. Yeah, we don't have all day. Last one.
Also, do you think the dads, like when it was dad pitch, I feel like some dads pitched way faster for like...
I wasn't on any of that. I didn't go out for baseball. You didn't even play soccer? Oh, soccer. I did soccer.
Yeah, it's pitching the balls. Soccer, you know. Hitting those home runs. Soccer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Yeah. We're on the same page.
Great.
Okay. Awesome. Last one. Did I get an underage for drinking while drinking Smirnoff Ice? Or did I once get like pulled over for throwing eggs at Amish people?
The Smirnoff. Damn, that's good. Great.
My
one friend has all these pictures of, I don't know if they're Amish or Mennonite or whatever, but he was taking their picture and they think it like takes their soul away. So they were running away and he's just got all these pictures of Amish people running away.
The Mennonites ride their bikes around like, at midnight. No, they have like, they ride their bikes at like midnight.
They're not bikes. Well, one, they can't ride bikes, but they have bike scooter things.
No, I'm pretty sure they were bikes. They ride bikes. Yeah, they ride bikes. No, Amish people don't. And Mennonites. No, well, they were Mennonites, so they're a little different.
Yeah, they can like look at magazines and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like they ride their bikes at like fucking midnight, and we thought it would just be funny to drive around and tell them like get cars and shit. And
that's funny.
It was also really mean, but I mean, it was it was funny at the time because we just thought it was hilarious. Like we were just cracking up. Like we didn't even get technically pulled over for that. They thought the kid driving was drunk because he was taking a sip of soda and he maybe swerved a little bit.
Well, that's
bit.
Also
and
like
then, and then they found the eggs in the back and we're like, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, we're gonna make them omelets. But then there were missing eggs.
At that age you also don't know like, oh shit, this might make me feel guilty and I won't be able to sleep.
The thing is like I didn't really like feel like super guilty. It was just the fact like later just knowing like, yeah, it's still pretty fucked up. Like I'm like it wasn't cool, but I didn't feel like super guilty. They're gonna get over it. No one got hurt. No one fell off the bikes. There were no injuries. So I would have felt guilty if like I caused like some kind of injury.
They
or
probably
something.
Are the ones who like got those eggs for you too. It's even more messed up. They go to work the next day and they just are like, why do I even do this anymore? People are just going to whip the eggs I prepare at me.
Alright, we'll get rolling.
Let's get rolling.
And then we'll snap this now. And then...
Question thing.
Oh.
Two truths.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
My mind's not that warped.
Yeah, well, you said you don't remember.
Yeah, but I said I got it, and then you kept going.
Okay.
Like a fucking it.
Well, I just want to say Chris Dolan killed it tonight. That he wrecked it.
I thought he did subpar.
Is that a true thing?
The text message is. He didn't actually go.
Yeah, no, but somebody has...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a legit text.
Said the funeral was... How do you not show up to that? I'd be like, okay, I'm going to jizz.
Because you don't belong.
Yeah, but nobody... Dude, jizz probably has a bunch of friends that... nobody knows if you belong or not.
What if it was an intimate gathering?
Well, nobody's going to call you out at a funeral. Like a wedding, maybe, but a funeral, they don't know how you know the person.
They know all about jizz.
That's insane. I wish I got it. I never get weird texts.
He just
like
sounds
that.
Like he dealt drugs.
Jizz?
Yeah. Jizz just sounds like the name of a person who deals.
Or someone who's so, like, goody-two-shoes, he doesn't know that jizz is a bad
but
thing.
But where else could that nickname come
someone
from?
Someone in high school called him Jizz. All the bullies called him Jizz, and he just kept it. Didn't know what
no,
it meant.
No, if the bullies were calling you Jizz, that's not something you want to keep.
Yeah, but he didn't know. They were, like, making fun of him. They were like, there's Jizz!
Is that
what's
something
up, Jizz
that
kind of
happened to you? What was yours?
It was Jizz. And then I realized, and I dropped the nickname. It'd be fucked up. I didn't have a nickname. I tried to make nicknames stick, but they never did.
Like what?
I remember the first nickname I wanted was everybody, like, one kid had, like, a really cool nickname. So I wanted to be, I wanted to have a nickname based on, like, a skill. And I didn't have a skill, so I tried not drinking in front of people, and I was going to call myself Cactus.
So, and you said your coolness was C plus.
No, this is third grade. This is when my grades were great and my coolness was real low.
And you tried to balance it out.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the first nickname I tried, was Cactus.
You're still playing with that. You're like a child.
Yeah. Basically, pretty much. Everybody's like a child. We just all have our innocence.
Not me. I'm a man.
Like
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Oh, man! You know what's really funny? The first night I ever met Bobby Lorello, we had an interview with Temple Magazine or some Temple bullshit that they cut because we were messing around. And he asked him his age, and Bobby was like, oh, I'm 38. And I was like, oh, weird. I never would have guessed that. And he was messing around, but I thought, like, he was just like a 38, 40-year-old guy.
He was like Andy Milonakis.
Yeah, yeah. Which Bobby looks like one of those. Like somebody who's like, if he was like, yeah, I'm 40, I was like, oh, shit, okay, cool. I thought you were like my age.
People, like, I sometimes jokingly say I'm 37, and I've had people believe that could be true.
Isn't that depressing?
Which hurt my feelings. I was like, come on, I'm nowhere near that. Like, but I'm not even 30 yet.
As soon as Bobby said it, I started thinking so different about him. I know he's fucking around with the interviewer. I was like, well, you're okay.
Yo, so this guy's weird,
so funny. He's been doing it probably like 18 years or something.
Like, I don't like him anymore.
We fucked that whole interview up, though. We messed it up.
What was it supposed to be?
Like, it was supposed to be... it was after an open mic. Some guy was like, oh, can I interview about you guys about comedy? And it was supposed to be like, he's been doing it for a while, and like, he's supposed to give me advice because I haven't been doing it for a while. And we turned it into, like, he was like, oh, what do you think of Wes's comedy? And he's like, well, I've never heard so much, like, anti-Jewish hate speech in an open mic. And then he interviewed me, and I was like, you know what? I just don't like him. Like, what can I say? And we were both just messing around, and then afterwards my friend was like, can you use any of that? And the kid was like, no, we can't do that anymore. I gotta scrap this whole thing. I went out for nothing.
Way to go, dicks.
The other thing we were doing to goof around with him is he was taking pictures of us, and we kept saying, like, no, don't use that one. And we spent probably like 40 minutes like making faces and getting different lighting and stuff to use for a whole thing that just got scrapped. Did I tell you why my picture for the show tonight was blank?
Because you were lazy and didn't send a picture. Nah. No, you said...
Yeah, I've heard the story.
Because you said you sent it and something...
I kept sending toddler pictures to him. Like, me as a toddler. And he was like, I can't use that. And then I'd be like, oh, sorry, Matt. Let me send another one. And then I just kept doing it. And then he got kind of upset. But I thought he was joking. I don't know why, but I want to do something that, like, when people leave, they're like, yeah, there was this guy that just, like, texted for, like, 10 minutes. And then someone somewhere will hear about that and be like, oh, that's kind of really funny.
They'd be like,
I'm not about the immediate.
They'd be like, not if you were there.
I'm about, like, the real slow burns.
No, it's a little too slow.
The real slow
burns. I don't think you'd even get the fire started.
No, it would somewhere. You just wouldn't know.
I don't know.
I think... If somebody, like, somebody told me about, like, a comedian who did something ridiculous, like, he just rollerbladed around for 10 minutes, didn't say a joke, just put the mic by his rollerblade so you could hear him swishing around.
Saying it out loud, like, sounds kind of funny. But, like,
no,
if that was actually done, I don't think it would.
Yeah, but you tell somebody about it. That night, you'd be like, they'd be like, oh, how was that mic you went to? And you'd be like, well, there's some good people. Some guy just brought rollerblades and he rollerbladed around and held the mic by the rollerblades.
They'd be like, that's weird.
And then he tried to do a jump and he just couldn't do it. You know what? That might be my Monday if I can find rollerblades. Just went into Jersey's, rollerbladed around.
I mean,
you can see on the outside. You can put, go up and down the hinge.
Put Heelys on.
I still think that all of these ideas are terrible.
Yeah, but if somebody told you that, you wouldn't think that was funny.
I mean, you saying it now is kind of funny. I don't know how I'd feel if, like, someone, like, right, someone was telling me someone actually did it.
You wouldn't think that
I
was funny?
I don't know. I'd be like, I don't know.
What if, all right, what if, pretend I just came back from Mike. Oh, yeah, like, Matt and Wes and Chris, they did good. And then there was another guy, and he made himself puke. He just puked all over the microphone.
That definitely. Try something else. Start over.
All right. There was a guy, like, it was an okay mic, but there was a guy, he just took his shirt off, rubbed butter all over himself. Tried to slide around on the stage.
They'd be like, that's pretty gross.
Nah, I'd be like, no way. When's his next show?
I don't know. Try another one. I'm trying here.
All right, well, how about you think of one? Five good ideas. Right off the bat.
You're using the term good very loosely.
What is it, well? Five well ideas right off the bat.
That's not what I meant at all.
No, it's like that teacher thing. Like, oh, shit, I'm using the wrong word.
On my last episode, I actually said... I said... I forget what I said. Oh, fuck. I did well or something like that. I'm like, you know what? I'm American. I'm like, no, I did good. But it was better. Why are you eating the microphone?
I was just, you know, I was trying that.
It's very unsanitary, especially for my other guests. No, he actually didn't use
that. He didn't use this one?
Oh, maybe he did.
He brought his own killer shredder mic.
I think we used puck mics.
Why is this not a puck mic?
Why would I? It was because I forgot equipment when I was there. So.
Oh, how did the Lawn Boys of Comedy come together?
This isn't your podcast. You don't get to
I've been so curious about it.
Ben started. It was Ben's thing.
Yeah,
we came in later.
How did you know him?
Through Puck. We started going.
Oh, so he started it.
He started with other people.
It's not like you guys went to high school together.
No.
Oh, crazy. How long have you known Ben?
A little over 2 years, because that's how long I've been doing comedy.
No, I thought you guys, like, grew up together or something weird.
Nope.
How long have you known Dan?
Maybe, like, 3 months.
Oh, cool. All right.
Actually, we used to play together in the same playpen, and...
So a long time.
And then like we and then we lost... And then we lost... I almost didn't pick up on that.
You're like, no, it's longer than that. I was a kid.
I was blue right past you. Like, so long time then. Like, you were going to say the right... Like since you were a kid, we were like, 3 months.
There's just a playpen in your apartment.
That'd be great. I should get one. There you go. Do you have a kid? I mean, sometimes
no,
like
I
like to play
know.
In there.
I don't want to talk about it. Just don't ignore that.
No, because
like you had a little ball pit over there. No, I'm like, Matt, what's that about? Well, yeah, I don't know. Don't ask about it.
But then it sounds sad. Just be like, no, I like to. That's my playtime. I'm playing the playpen.
You know what's the coolest thing my older brother ever did? He, him and his girlfriend, they went to the McDonald's playpen. And he filled his whole car up with the balls and then went to my house and we just, dude, had a blast. And then he went back and filled another carload up. So I had I had tons of those little McDonald balls.
Yeah. So the other night, yeah, I went to this open mic. Yeah. Like Wes and Dan were pretty good. But then this guy, when he came out, he pulled out like a kiddie pool filled with those play balls that you would see. And he just rolled around in those balls for like 5 minutes.
Wait, you know who actually was like what we're talking about? Did you ever see Dylan, Crazy Dylan in his prime?
Who?
Is he the hot dog guy?
Yeah.
I've only seen that one.
Was it? How funny was it?
It was a mess. It was awesome.
It was amazing. Did you see it?
No.
You weren't there?
No.
Well, he strapped hot dogs to him.
I didn't really like him. Honestly, like I don't know. It was too. The people there loved it. Don't get me wrong. Like,
I
heard that was
so rough. I wasn't there for that one.
For what one?
He chucked all the beer.
Oh, the beer one was amazing.
See, that's just not my thing.
You weren't there?
I was there. It's just not my thing.
You don't think
that? I didn't really like it. Oh, my. I know you guys in Preston was loving it. I just, yeah, I wasn't, like, super.
Well, imagine chugging 5 pounders in 5 minutes.
I'm not saying it's not, I guess, an impressive
feat. That's pretty great. That's pretty amazing.
But, yeah.
I wrote everything that he did.
Did
you? Yeah. It's one of those, like, I had stupid shit to do, and I was like, I would never do that on stage. Hey, Dylan, you should do this. And he would. The one I really liked was where he got a bunch of glitter, and he was like, everyone in high school thought I was gay. I have no idea why. Like, it's such a mystery to me. And then he would throw his hands up, and there'd be glitter everywhere.
I don't know if I saw.
You didn't see that? Oh my god, I thought that was so funny. Or when he threw a beat at Leah Lawler real hard. Were you there for that?
I think I was.
He was like, Dre's got his own beats, now I got my own beats. Oh. And then he's like, I'm going to drop the beat. And he had a box full of beats. And I forget what the joke was, but he was just whipping them, just chucking them at people.
Yeah, I sort of remember. Like, I just remember watching, being like, "Eh, whatever." It wasn't for. It's not for everyone.
It's not. Oh, it was. It was a nice little intermission thing, like a little like sideshow from it.
We don't do intermissions. We don't have a long enough show.
Not recently. No. No way.
even when we peak, I mean. It's only like 20-something.
20-something? Why? I missed the contest.
What contest?
Where you did like the monthly contest thing.
Oh, where we just picked someone to open the showcase?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I guess you could call it a contest. We were just kind of like, hey, I guess you were better than everyone else. Why don't you come?
Well, there's money involved. Huh? I have to, too. How long? Bring her here, and then we'll leave.
Bring who?
It's a girl, man. The first girl in the apartment. I don't know. Ask Sean how their thing is together.
You're like first girl. No, the landlord was here.
No, my mom helped me move in.
No, my parents visited. Live in Florida, so that's not a thing.
How'd you get here? Why are you in Pennsylvania then?
I grew up here.
And then they were like, we've had
a like, we don't like you anymore, and then we left. It was me.
Did you ever do those little rockets as a kid? You go to like the hobby shop?
Yeah, I don't know if I made one myself, or maybe I made one in school or something like that.
You know, I used to do them as a kid, and I knew you had to hold the like ignition thing for a while. And there was this kid, and he was like, yeah, my rocket doesn't work. And I was like, dude, I bet I could get it to work. And he's like, dude, try it. And it was set up in his house. And so I like knew you have to hold the button for like 30 seconds instead of just pushing it. So... it was just laying in it. He's like, dude, if you can get it to work, try it. And I set everything up, and then just held the button down, and it went off in his house. His dad flipped his shit.
Did you break anything?
No. It was a mess. I'm amazed I didn't burn the house down. But that was one of those, like, I knew it would go off in the house. I wasn't going to take it outside to do it. I was like, if this kid doesn't think I can get it to work, I'll do it in the house.
Oh, because you're a huge dick.
Yeah, as a kid, I was a giant dick.
I mean, still, that.
As a kid, I had a giant dick, I know.
Oh, shit. And then it shrunk.
And then it got right back inside.
I feel like I'm giving nothing back. I don't know why. I'm just...
No, I've been... You know what? It feels like I'm hosting it.
It does, because I'm like, when we got back, like, we took... This is the first time I mean, we've taken breaks on long podcasts, but not like...
We'll just
not
bring
like
it back.
Not like show long breaks. Like, we're gonna.
Oh, like a little like go get something to eat and come back.
Yeah, like yeah, have a cigarette or something, come back, and like I've never like, hey, let's break and do this show, and then we'll come back and finish.
And it's exhausting.
I don't. Maybe it's just because I don't know what it is.
We also jammed a bunch of shitty food.
We did that fucking Chinese food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, we came back and started again. Like I'm just like. I'm yawning. I'm just like so out of it. It does seem like you're hosting my podcast, mm-hmm. because I'm just like failing right now.
And my charisma is just off the charts. level 9,000.
Yeah. Killing it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just leave it at level 9, because there's...
Yeah, that's better than whatever level you're at.
I know, I'm, like, at a level 0.2. Is there a point decimals? Okay.
It's whatever you want it to be, really. Because it's not a real thing.
If you believe it is, it is. Do you believe it is?
Oh, it is. All right, do a new thing. Make up
a new
game.
Stop telling me what to do.
I'm just ready for it. I'm ready to get pitched something and just knock it out of the park. Just fucking knock it right out of the park. So I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
The stuff I do on here, like with that stuff, is like pre-planned things. I didn't really.
Oh, we were supposed to do a sketch. We could do a sketch.
What?
I'll do a sketch.
You're
check
fucking
yeah.
all over the place. Right
no,
now.
You said you want to do a pre-planned thing.
No. I said when I do stuff like that, I usually pre-plan it. I don't off the cuff it.
Well, I mean, it's just about like you could
let's
make it
let's get. Let's get to know you. Wes, who are you? Who is Wes Whitaker?
I think really the question is, who's Mad Libs?
I was getting to know Wes Whitaker.
I'm gonna talk about like a spiritual lever.
You can do it. Take off the last R.
Lever.
Keep the L in there.
Lever?
Nope. No R. No R at all, actually. And keep the L.
Love.
Not lava.
Leva. Level.
Okay, there you go.
Spiritual level. You know what? I'm a Pisces. I'm just going to come right out and say it. I'm a March 10th Pisces.
Ooh, and who don't the Pisces get along with?
I think it's other Pisces, maybe? Do you know?
What's your girlfriend?
I have no idea. I don't know what they mean. I think it's a bunch of bullshit, and I think it's for stupid people.
You just admitted you had a girlfriend, but earlier in the podcast, you told me that you didn't.
Yeah,
no, so
you got me so good.
I nailed it.
You fucking killed it.
I let so much time went by that you completely forgot that you said it.
Yeah.
I let all that time. That was my plan from the beginning. I was like, we'll take this break, and then I'll trap him.
Do you know anybody that believes in that?
God?
No, astrology.
No. I'm a Virgo. I don't know what that means either, but I know that.
You don't know any of what it means?
I think it means, like, it's close to the word virgin, so I think it has something to do with that.
Huh.
That's solid logic, I think.
What's mine? Pisces? Like, so piece is a cake?
No, so you're a pussy.
Oh, shit. You got me. You got me.
Nailed it.
You killed me. You're killing me. Tim, what are you?
Capra.
Capra, piece of poop,
no,
right?
He likes candy corn, basically, is what that means.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
So really?
Capricorns love candy corn.
I don't even want to talk about
what are some other ones? I'm doing great at this. I'm doing really good.
Aquarius.
Obviously, they like the band Aqua.
No, do a better one. Just reach in.
They like the song?
No.
Okay.
Something different.
They love to swim.
Mm-mm.
I have to do something with like...
With the word.
I've done everything I could. They like going to the aquarium.
Yep. That's what I was waiting for. Thank okay. you. What's the other one?
There's more. There's
Taurus.
More than one.
You have Taurus? Yeah.
Don't talk about the car. You're like, oh, I'm going to drive one. And then I stopped it. Do a different one.
You're taking away like the go-to.
Yeah. I'm just making you think a little harder.
Taurus?
Yeah.
Oh shit! What come?
PQRS TUV.
What?
I thought you said what comes after T.
What comes after T?
Yeah, it's U.
Tars is T-A-U, isn't it?
Yeah. Do a, like, that's a good one. You're going to have to work on that pretty hard.
I think, actually, Tars actually take a lot of tours, like, around the world. That's
do another different. One. I don't like that one. No, we're not there yet. We've got to finish this one.
I just wanted to make sure that was going to be in that one.
I'm pretty sure they like to drag race in Tarses. Like,
no, I said when we started you couldn't do that one. Get a good one. This is what we do, okay? So get a sharp one.
Well, you took it away from me.
Right away, because it was the easy one. I'm making you work for it. You can't say Tours, and you can't say Ford Taurus.
I said Tauruses, right?
Tauruses. What do, Matt?
They... you know... I got... By the way, I was coming up with them fast, and this one I did too, but you took the...
Yeah, well, it's the easy one. Everyone was waiting for it.
Well, sometimes the easy one's okay.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. Or doing one more. Just one more, and we're done with it.
Oh, obviously, like, they like to torrent, like, on the...
Oh, God, yeah, it works.
They love to torrent.
You know what? Yeah, I was going to say... Tauruses love to torrent. Dude, Tauruses stay torqued.
I would have told you to pick another one.
No, because Dan laughed, and that means it counts. If Dan laughs, that means it's the real deal. All right, Sagittarius.
Wait, what?
What's a Sagittarius?
Oh, it's, I think they actually, for some reason, I don't even know why, like, they like the spice, like, sage, the spice. Like, that's the thing. Okay, they love sage.
Sagittarius, more like saggy titties.
saggy
titties.
I didn't like that one either, but it's what all I right, came up with. Yeah, no, yeah. Mine. I mean, I didn't like mine about the sage, but I'm keeping it.
Okay, I'll count it. It wasn't the first, like...
No, I didn't love it.
What, there's more.
Dan, keep spouting. I'm
Cancer. Here.
I mean...
Shh, give a moment. Give silence. Let's do a minute. Right now. Shh. This is a moment of silence that you just... laughing right over, and it's gonna bother a lot of people.
I thought you meant to take a moment to think of something.
Oh, it's a memorial we're doing right now.
Not everyone that gets cancer dies, though.
Some do, though. And that's what we're doing right now. There's a minute of silence for those that do.
A minute's no. too long for a podcast. A minute is too long for a podcast.
It's a big issue, and that's why we're going to take a minute.
15 seconds. I'll give it 15
edit seconds. Edit it out later. We're going to do a minute right here. And you can edit it to however long you want. It could go right to me talking again or you talking again. We're going to give a whole minute. What's the other one?
You just interrupted your minute.
All right, that we'll call it. That's a long time. I'm not going to give a minute. My mom survived it. Why don't we come? It's like the most important one.
What are the other ones?
Like somebody else's mom.
No, I meant like somebody else's mom.
Oh, Virgo. I said yeah, that. We did. That one was...
Because that one... Because I'm a Virgo, and I said... That
virgin. Did we do Capricorn?
Yeah, he likes candy corn.
How many are there? There's like 71 or something?
No.
12?
12 or 30. 12, some
sounds more plausible.
Yeah, well, it goes by the months, but some overlap. I don't know. The way it's set up is weird.
Yeah, there is overlap, but I'm pretty sure there's 12.
What's the... There's a new one. That there was a new one for a little bit.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
There was, yeah. They dropped it in for like a couple weeks.
And then they're like, nah. Huh. It was like an update, and then they went back and updated it.
They're like, we've been wrong this whole
time. It was a patch. Patched it.
You, Leo?
Leo.
They really like the movie What About Bob?
Great, I like that. See, you were, that's where, like, you broke the rules. We had a set, that was great. That was perfect. It was quick. It's exactly what I needed. It hit in the right spot.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, I've lost track of which ones we've done so far.
All of them, so I think.
I'm just going to run through the ones.
We might have missed one.
I'm just going to run through the list, and if we hit one that we didn't do.
You yell stop if
mm-hmm.
we hit it.
All right, so Aries.
Stop. They really like old Mad TV with Norm MacDonald. No, he was, fuck! He wasn't on Mad TV.
No,
he was on SNL.
But
Aries Spears
no,
was.
They just love to shop at Aeropostale. Obviously. That's obvious. That's where they shop for all, like, most of their clothes.
Okay. All right, I'll take that.
We're good with that?
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Capricorn, yes. Libra?
Libra. Did we do that?
No, we did not do Libra. And you can't go with Nacho
hey.
Libre. Ooh, maybe... I already did... No, not Nacho Libre. I had something that, like, is, like, right there. Hold on.
I think this is the weirdest thing I've ever done. This wasn't a podcast a while ago. People have been like, what are you doing? That's why I like this. All right, Libra.
Like, something is, like, right there, and I can't. It just...
Libra.
It's not fun when you, I don't just...
Yeah, when it doesn't
like
just
that.
Snap.
Yeah.
When you have to work for something.
Yeah, I mean, usually the
this,
I was
that's
doing
a,
really good off the like I got four right off the bat. I was just like, keep
I know.
Them coming, keep them coming.
And you
then,
went for the
and
hard
then,
ones, and I made you work for it, and you still did it.
Yeah, like a couple I could have gotten right off the cuff, but you didn't let me have it.
Yeah, but you worked for it, and tell me they don't feel better than the ones.
It
you
It doesn't
went.
Only because the whole thing I was doing was like you throw it at me,
and
I'm
then
like,
you
and
get,
I just
you
knock
bat
it down.
For,
yeah, and I batted.
Yeah, but
it,
I
yeah.
threw two strikes, and you hit the third one, so that's got to feel good.
I mean, a little bit, but I mean, like, I would have had it, like,
yeah, but
a
it
couple,
was easy.
And the one or two that just didn't come right away are just a real heartbreaker, because I really wanted to be able to just hit it right back.
I know,
you know
and
what
I caught
I mean?
You.
And you didn't catch me on those, because the ones that you stopped me, I had one right away, but I mean,
oh,
there's
the four
been,
tourist
there's
one?
Been, yeah, there's been a couple that, when they came at me, not because you stopped me, I just wasn't able to hit it right back. It,
yeah, it's
the,
just been...
It did, my, the juices weren't
well,
flowing.
Well, what's another one? There's got to be...
Scorpio?
I think so. They like scorpions, right?
No.
Maybe we can't let that go.
All right, say at least
Fine. They're really they're big fans of they only use Scripto lighters.
Fucking great. Amazing. At least it's different, Matt. If you looked at if other people were doing this game, I'd look scroll through all the tweets and I'd be like, "Oh, that's a new one." Huh? Everyone's saying
everyone's
scorpions.
Saying scorpions.
This kid's going to say Scripto lighters. Great. It's different. Killing it. It's not about hitting the ball. It's about hitting the ball somewhere in the park no one's ever seen before.
What?
Well, I'm going back to the baseball reference. Like, I get it. I'm going to say...
No, actually, Scorpios just have a tendency when they insult you, it, like, stings deep. Like, it's a deep... It's
okay.
a deep
yeah.
insult. Like, it's scorpion level, but...
Get
we'll
over
script
here.
Down. We'll keep script down.
Yeah. Get over here. Does that sound different in your headset?
Get over here.
That hurt my ears.
That's all of them?
That should be all of them, I think.
Can I mean, you do that?
Do
every podcast, can you do that?
Did we do Aquarius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we do Gemini?
No.
Oh, this is the same one as Libra, where I felt like something's, like, right there.
Yeah.
And, like, it just...
Well, if you say that, it's just going to block your head more.
Yeah, that's true. That's a True story, bruh.
I feel like good? You're almost there.
I dropped the bra on you.
Okay, well, do...
Oh, Gemini, like, they... It doesn't make any sense.
Don't say anything about a gem.
No, it doesn't really go with it because, like, for some reason, they, like, believe in fairies. Like, I can't explain it.
What?
They just do. It doesn't go.
Is that a thing? Can you look that
they
up?
They love fairies. Gemini.
Geminis and fairies?
To me, it makes...
Just look up the fairy Gemini.
They just do. Maybe it didn't have to go with, you know... Like, it's a fact. That just for some reason,
you know what?
It doesn't go with the word.
You know what my Gemini is? When you're marathoning a bunch of Jim Carrey movies, and you call your marathon Gemini.
You're a fucking weird guy.
Oh, I got a Dan laugh that counts.
It doesn't change the fact that you're a weird guy.
No, I just killed that one, and you fucking know I killed that one.
There are results.
Yeah, oh, fuck it. And you look up any of them.
Did I win?
Yeah, you did. But the last one killed it. Pretty good. pretty well on that one. Like, you're watching Liar Liar, and then you go to...
But you have to watch Me, Myself, and Irene,
yeah,
too.
What's the... Yes?
Yes, Man?
Yes, Man?
Good movie.
No, it's not. That's
it
just,
is. I like Yes Man.
I like Zoe Deschanel.
Dejeuner?
Yeah, you know Zoe Deschanel.
Right.
She's in that movie 500 Days of Summer.
Never saw it.
With Joseph Gordon.
I'm sure he is in it.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. You never seen it? Oh. Such an okay movie. Oh my God! You haven't seen it. It's such a great. It's all right. All right. I made up a game. It's pretty good.
It was okay. Actually, I think I started the game.
All right. Someone started the game.
It's not about where it started.
I turned it in.
Yeah, you're making it an ego thing, and that's I'm a Pisces, so I'm gonna take that.
Pussy, like you said. Pisces are pussies.
Pisces is like. You hide a piece of pie, and then you're looking for it, and you're like, oh, pie, see? Dan laughs, so it counts as a point. Well, if Dan laughs, that's really where the point comes from. I think that's where we're counting points.
I don't take any... I take everything with Dan with a grain of salt.
All right, there's a point.
he gets there's a point. All right.
You're catching up.
All right. I wish I had a movie idea for you. I can try. Let me see.
Like a real movie that you're thinking about.
But I don't have one. I was just going to try and make one out.
Do it. That's where movie ideas come
right,
from.
So Adam Sandler, right?
Uh-huh. Don't stop. You stopped yourself. Keep it flowing.
The Adam Sandler thing came... That actually came from South Park, where Cartman tried to pitch all the ideas. He was awesome-o. And he was just like, Adam Sandler.
Well, pitch a fake Adam Sandler movie to me. Like it's real. And Drew Barrymore's got to be in it.
She has to be in it.
Yeah, and Kevin, what's it?
It's called Punch That Drunk Bitch because I'm in love. That's what.
No, do a better one. A whole new movie, not a spinoff of an. That's a good movie though. Punch Drunk Love is pretty good.
I never saw that
either. All right, pitch me an Adam Sandler movie. That's this game right now. With Drew Barrymore. And what's
didn't the guy from King of
Queens?
Kevin James.
Kevin James is as his best friend in the movie.
Wait, didn't that movie... I mean, didn't their last movie just, like, completely...
Yeah, no, that's why you're pitching me a better one. Get his career back on track, baby. Kevin James, Drew Barrymore, we got an all-star cast. Let's hear it. Finish it.
So, Adam Sandler is divorced. okay, he's going through a rough divorce, so he calls up Kevin James and Chris Rock, and what's that other guy? What's the fucking other guy's name?
Oh, Spade
Schneider. Yeah, yeah. So he calls all them up, and they go to, they don't go to Hawaii because he's met Drew Barrymore too many times in Hawaii. So what they do is they go to Alaska to get away,
mm-hmm.
because they were done with that. They wanted to go somewhere like Alaska because they think it's beautiful. And basically, it's Grown Ups 3, but he's divorced and meets Drew Barrymore in Alaska. Has that?
What's she doing in Alaska, though?
Grown Ups 3. That's where she lives. She lives in Anchorage. Okay.
What's her job? What kind of girl is she? Is she a naughty, like, girl? Is she a punk
girl? She comes off as kind of a bitch, you know? But, yeah, she comes off as kind of a bitch. Oh, wait, hold on. I had something before you said that, and you made me lose it. Hold on. You made me lose it. I don't like the movie idea to begin with.
No, well, you gotta keep
I was just trying
fix
to
fix it up, then.
I was just trying to pitch Grown Up 3 without any ideas.
That's what Grown Ups 2 was.
That was what that was. That movie was absurd and horrible. Like, I liked the original Grown Ups, and then I'm watching Grown Ups 2, and I'm like, this is fucking what? I'm like, I like the movie to be a little bit believable, and just none of it was. None of the things that happened in the movie I could believe could happen.
Did you see it in theaters?
No.
That's probably why I didn't like it. You gotta, like, see it in theaters to really get it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's all about, like, really the Iraq War. Like, if you're looking deep into that movie, it's really about George Bush and the way he had to pass the torch down to Obama.
I don't think that.
Yeah, well, it is. You just gotta watch it again, maybe.
No, I probably still like it.
Well, I mean, maybe you won't get that from that. That's what it's about.
You trying to say I'm not intellectual enough to pick up on that?
Well, that's why it's sort of like a cult classic in my, like, following.
Is it?
Yeah. Book club, we talk about it every week.
What book are you reading right now?
We really go back to the classics, like Rainbow Fish and Hungry Caterpillar. They were really about communism.
What was the Cat in the Hat about?
Cat in the Hat? Oh, God. One of the things is, I don't support the KKK, and that book is, I don't want to say, it supports it, but it doesn't disfavor it. Have you ever noticed that his hat should be a hood? So, hey, get what you want from it, but everybody knows what that book's about.
What's Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin Patch about?
Dude, it's like his friends hanging out in a pumpkin patch. Music plays and they just dance. There's a dirty kid that his parents don't care about.
What about Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown?
Same thing. Dude, Charlie Brown's just about kids being kids.
What about the one where Charlie inappropriately touched Lucy?
I think I missed that one.
Yeah.
Which one was that? You know what? There's a lot of dancing scenes. And I think the same thing's happening, but something could have happened. Like, it seems like they loop the same thing over and over again, but I'm not paying attention enough to catch that if that happened.
Like, he groped her. It was a big issue.
Hey, you know what? I didn't hear about that. I don't know about that. I'm not going to comment.
Are you a Charlie Brown, like...
No, I'm the... who's the kid? He plays piano, and he goes... He calls that girl...
Isn't it just, like... I forget what his... I want to say, like, Meister, but I don't think that's not it.
No.
That was from Seinfeld.
Is it Lionel? Or is that the dirty kid?
No, the Linus has to do with the blanket.
Who's dirty as shit?
Linus.
Oh, right.
Who's the one that plays piano?
Pigpen's the dirty kid.
Oh, okay. So he is the one that plays piano.
No.
There's the piano kid, and then there's the dirty kid. There's the bald kid. There's the football girl.
Lucy.
Yeah, and then there's the other...
Lucy was in love with the piano kid.
And there's a glasses girl, right? Is that a thing?
Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty. And
she loved Charlie Brown.
And there's another one?
Marcy was the one who was always like, sir.
And their teacher's name was... Wah, 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 wah.
That was...
Was Schroeder?
Schroeder the piano player?
Could have been.
I don't know.
Schroeder's definitely one of them.
All right, what? Tell me other books. I'll tell you what they're about.
No, my movie idea actually was about the town drunk. They pay him to go live in this house to haunt it to keep the kids away because they were like graffitiing it and like messing with the stuff in there, and so they pay the town drunk to come and scare them off.
Brittany's here, Sean's here, so let's get this started right now.
Yeah, we didn't start. What?
I want to tell them about the game we played. Were you here when we started the astrology game? We were saying what like each astrological sign means for what?
But just by taking
the names and making something stupid out of it. And mine was for Gemini. It's when like Geminis watch a whole bunch of Jim Carrey movies, and then they have a marathon and invite their friends, and they call the movie marathon Gemini. Thanks, I killed it.
So silly.
Fucking killed it.
You know what? That one doesn't have like great come like.
It works once when it like it was good when it happened, and then it's not as.
I can't think of the term for it though. It doesn't have staying come up power.
What's comeuppance?
Maybe.
All right, we'll do another game.
My podcast isn't about games. It's more about conversation, but... I mean, we can move on to the Thunder Round.
Thunder Round. Do a song for Thunder Round.
Don't tell me what to do on my podcast. You've been doing
it. All right, Matt, let's do it. We're doing Thunder Round. Don't let's hear yell, the theme song late. For
I have
Thunder
neighbors,
Round.
Okay, keep the noise down, okay? Right. Or else I'm going to throw this Febreze can at your head.
Well, let's do the Thunder Round. And let's hear the theme song for Thunder Round.
There's no theme song.
Make one.
No.
Okay. Well, then let's do Thunder Round. No theme song. Great, let's do Thunder Round, I guess. No theme song. Thunder Round! All right, let's do it.
Welcome
to Thunder
Round. That's how the song ends.
Okay, let's do it, then.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Thunder Round. Like, that's the song.
All right, well, let's just do it, and then I'll get out of here.
Maybe I wanted you to stay over, if you know what I mean.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's not... You took that the wrong way. That's not what I meant. You okay?
Theme song. Let's do it.
Oh, no. Thunder Round. We're done with the theme song.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
Awesome.
Thunder Round.
Do you know how it works?
Yeah. I read the podcast thing.
Manifesto?
Yeah. The thing you sent me.
I didn't send you anything.
Then I read something from somebody else's podcast.
How do you think it works?
Thunder Round is when, like, we talk about the different kind of weather we think is going to happen. Like, do you think you're going to get snow tomorrow? Is it thunder next week? So I'm ready for it. Tomorrow, snow, because we missed it today, and I've been hearing a lot about it.
All right, June 21st of this year. What's the weather going to be like?
Definitely rain. Definitely rain.
Like, like temperature-wise, like, what's it going to be?
Like, high 50s.
In June?
Yeah. I'm calling this one. They might call me a whack for it, but...
And, like here where we live, not... You're not talking different states?
Okay.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah.
Like, right where we are, like, now?
For sure.
51.
No. I'm saying high 50s. 58, 59.
50. 58, 59. One T, and there's an F before it.
50.
There it is.
9.
Yes. April 3rd, 2021.
You know what? Everybody's been asking about that date. I think it's low 70s.
It's pretty hot for April.
It's pretty crazy.
Is it going to rain?
Well, people aren't putting it, like, the global warming is going to make a big game changer. And we're really, everybody's waiting for it to hit. That's
but
where.
It's about, that, it actually gets colder.
No. Well, they'd call it global colding, and they don't.
That's not how the Thunder Round works at all.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought I had it. What were, was I researching
you
for?
Were doing, you were doing great.
Okay.
If it's any consolation.
What if people, like aliens, come back and they find this podcast and they're like, whoa, let's get called the weather.
Hold on. You said if they come back.
Yeah,
when
well,
were they here?
If they have to travel through space. They're many light years away, and then they come and time travel back. Obviously.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, take Astronomy 101. Basic shit. Like, pretty much kindergarten stuff you're missing, Matt.
They're not coming back. They're.
No, they're coming back. That's
coming
the
back
only...
implies that they were here.
Yeah.
They weren't here.
Yeah, they
were.
Oh, okay. Let's say evolution explains things. Oh, sure. Oh, okay, I came from a monkey. Oh,
listen,
right,
listen,
okay.
Even if evolution didn't explain it, everything, how do aliens...
How do they come about?
How do they... They weren't...
Ask my Sunday school teacher, okay?
They're saying aliens created us?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Are we aliens?
No.
To them, we might be.
No.
Yeah, like no. If we went to their planet.
You wouldn't call a dog an alien. For real, though.
What?
You wouldn't call a dog an alien?
No.
Yeah?
No, but, like, we think of them as aliens. Maybe they're called, like, Flugen.
Yeah, in their language, yeah, probably.
Yeah, but they're not.
I don't
speak
German.
They don't think. I know, I did start that out pretty German. I tried to change it at the end. But, they don't consider. They don't. Their race isn't, oh, we're aliens, like we're humans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not like, oh, here come humans. What if to them we're aliens then?
Sure, heck yeah, sure, whatever. Great, call it whatever you want to call it. It's a fact of life, really. And however, like, your church teaches it, if you're Catholic, they call them something different.
Are you trying to say that God's an alien?
I thought... Not everybody knew that, really.
It's pretty offensive.
You know what? My dad would be so pissed off if he heard me talking like this. He's crazy religious. He would be mad.
I'll give him a call to listen.
John Randall Whitaker, Ohio. Google the name. He's a big shot.
I'm gonna call him Randall John if you don't mind.
Call him whatever you want. Alright? Let's do this thunder round.
I'm gonna call him RJ.
Thunder round.
Thunder.
Shouldn't it be lightning round?
No.
Or is that okay? Well, let's do it. Explain the rules.
I think it's pretty easy for you to clear your mind, even though it gets cluttered back right away. But that's step one.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna say something.
All right.
First thing, story. You could say one word. You could say a story.
I could say 100 words, really.
You could say as many words as you want.
Okay.
Okay. Who's playing with what? I'm just, is that you with the
Is that my
packet?
First one? Or
oh, no. The first one. Comcast,
it's really like, they'll give you cable. You know what? Nobody else is going to do that.
They're not just going to give it to you.
Well, you're going to pay for it, but what am I going to complain about? I wouldn't have cable if I didn't have
And they're not Comcast. The only, and they're also not the only ones that
Well,
do
then
it.
Don't use them.
You
if
just
you
said that they're the
hey,
only ones that do that.
It's like America. If you don't like it, get out. Or don't use it. Get Verizon.
Don't use America.
It's like America. Get Verizon. Next.
You also said don't use America.
Yeah, don't use America if you don't want it. Yeah. Go to Europe or something, communist.
Jesse James.
Are we talking about the bike boy? The bad boy of bikes? Or
however you want to take it.
Who did he date?
They're not on the podcast.
Huh? No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Did he really?
Who did you date?
Kevin James?
Jesse James?
Oh, he was Sandra Bullock.
Right? No way.
They were married.
Then why'd you say Zooey Deschanel? She's coming up a lot.
Twice.
She dated Chris Kattan.
No way.
That's a real story. Yeah.
That's insane.
No, Zooey Deschanel.
All right. Jesse James, bad boy of biking. You know what? Sometimes his bikes are a little too crazy for me. I'm about, like, the classic, like, streamline. Jesse James, he's going for, like, the crazy stuff, really. I mean, come on. Let's go back to the old bikes. I'm talking about 1940s, 1950s. Just whatever. You make a bike to make a bike. You're not trying to make a Spider-Man bike. You don't need to make, like, a bike that looks like it's from the future. We're just talking about, like, old school bikes. That's why I don't really like Jesse James. Jesse James, the straight up face shooter from the Westerns. I don't know him that well.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
First aids.
First aid? You need it. You gotta have it in your kitchen.
Okay.
You got...
Well, you can finish with that. That's not what I said. You can finish with that one. I'm interested. First aid. Go ahead.
First aid. It's like, who needs nurses, really? It's like, let's just let the doctors do everything. We don't need, like, half a doctor.
It's pretty insulting to nurses. My aunt's a nurse, so...
So she really doesn't matter. I'm sorry. Do a real one.
Nurses are everything.
You
just completely just... And you have no backbone because you just went right back.
No, for real, I think that's the hardest job in the world.
Harder than, like, a surgeon or a doctor?
Yeah, because they get to go home to, like, a nice house.
And nurses don't. what I said, though, before was first dates.
First dates. First one I had... I was like, is this a prune?
You said what?
I was like, is this a prune? This is a little dry.
The girl was a little dry?
No. First date.
No, not like...
It's like, is this a raisin? It was a little too big for a raisin.
Ugh. Are you trying to say she was dry?
No, I'm saying dates. Ugh. Come on. What is this, for old people? There's no moisture in this.
Well, how old were you?
Dates and prunes. Get it. Dates and prunes. You'll get it later.
We sell dates in the produce department. Don't we?
Nuh-uh. It's just which one's first, a prune or a date?
What came first?
What's a date? A fig dried?
I don't think they're
dried. They're just a different thing?
They're like big, ugly grapes.
Nuh-uh. I thought they were dried something. All right, a prune is a dried what?
Watermelon.
No, it's not.
No, it is. They dry.
That's just
really,
a melon.
They shrink really low.
A date is a what?
A date.
Nuh-uh. What's a prune?
A plum.
Crazy. Learning things every day. All right, next one. Thunder round.
Matt Lips.
Matt Lips. I thought he killed it tonight, really, though.
He didn't.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I thought you did.
I thought I did alright.
I thought you killed it.
I'll take it. I didn't watch it yet. I did film it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did film it. I'm a pyro. Pyro. Pyromaniac. That's the next word.
Oh, because I'm a fire starter. A wicked fire starter. It's... You know that song?
Yeah.
Who does it? Why is that song... Why does Pyro remind me of that? Yeah, that's what the song's called.
You know,
called.
When you do a podcast, you're not really supposed to Spider. Get too... It's a fly.
Okay.
You're supposed to pretend like they're not here, by the way.
Yeah, but
we're almost done. I don't really care.
I think it, like, adds...
Only because they're not mic'd. And so sometimes you lose
content. You
don't
hear them?
Sometimes. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
it'll just, like, listeners... Use their imagination for what they said.
My My small fan base don't know how to use their imagination.
That's insulting. That's mean, kinda.
Is it? Yankee Doodle.
You know where he went? Do you? You heard the story?
He went to town.
Like
to town.
Went straight to town.
Like down.
What did he do? He had macaroni and he did a magic trick with it, I think.
Riding on a pony.
A feather
in his hat and called him. I never understood that. Why did he call it macaroni? I'm so confused.
I think it's like a Paul Revere thing where he rode around and told everyone it was macaroni because the British were calling it something else. I don't know. I didn't pay attention that day in history. Sean's a history major, though. Why do you stick a feather in his hat and call it macaroni?
Yeah, right. It was like a rebellion against British
culture. Yeah. Told you. Is it really? Yeah. Or Italians. That was like a mean thing to say to Italians back in the day.
What, macaroni?
You call them macaronis.
They ate a lot of it. They like pasta, right?
Those fucking macaronis.
I think they were saying macaroons, like the dessert.
I'm gonna look up what that song means later. Not right now. Not all right, next one.
Last one.
Okay.
Life.
You know where that came from?
Where what came? It didn't. It was turned the other way.
Yeah, but you were drinking it, and that's what made you think of it.
Maybe subconsciously.
You know what I think of life? It's like it's a lot like Jumanji. It's just a big game. It's a giant game.
So you're saying in life, when you play a game, it's a game within a game.
Yeah, I think you roll it and you just got a deal. If monkeys come through your windows, you got a deal and not just kill yourself. I think if you got a rhino coming through the door, you just got a deal.
Do you think some people, if monkeys came through their window, they would kill themselves?
Well, it's an analogy. Like, the monkeys through the window means, like, they lost their job.
Do you know what an analogy is?
Yeah. It's like a little story about something that means something else. Right? No. All right. What's an analogy?
An analogy is when you compare two things.
It's like when the monkeys come through the windows, as if, like, in life, you lost your job.
Closer.
Great. Killing it.
You still aren't quite there. But
well, it's an allegory.
No, I was totally wrong. I said simply answering. Never mind. You were, whatever.
Was I right the first time?
I didn't hear what you said the first time.
All right, well.
I'm assuming you were wrong because someone said you were wrong.
Yeah, you were.
Let's leave it like that. Like, you got monkeys coming through the door. Don't do a Robin Williams, okay? You just got to deal with the monkeys, deal with the rhinos. Really, you think he wins in Jumanji, but he killed himself in the end.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
To go back to his old life.
Yeah, and then really in his real life, it got to him.
Did you see a different ending? Is this an
alternate? No, I'm talking. No, in the news, I saw a different ending. Movies continue after they end, Matt. You'll learn that later.
That was horrible.
What?
That was horrible.
He had metaphorical monkeys coming through the window of his life, and he lost. He rolled a one. Okay? We'll call it.
All right. Well, because usually it's funny because usually the podcast ends on like a game. No, it usually like ends on a game or like a quiz or something. But you had us do so many in the middle of the episode and kept asking for more that we don't even have to end on it because you made us play a million of them. But before you go, you actually have to end the podcast. You have to take us home. You're in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get lost.
I just wanted people to know that, like, if you're going to go to Kohl's, just have coupons. It's one of those things where, like, jeans, it'll say 60% off. Check every week, because every time at Kohl's, you get, you if you join the Kohl's membership, it's like 20%, and they'll send you extra coupons to where really you're a dummy if you're not, if you're paying full price for jeans. And that's, just don't go. There's other stores that are like that. Bon-Ton, you're okay. They don't really have coupons. They'll keep their prices real low. Don't feel like an idiot if you go there without a coupon. Just check your books. Acme, you'll get okay ones. What you really want to do is Bottom Dollar. No, don't go there. It's like expired food. Aldi's okay. Don't buy meat or cheese from Aldi. And if you're going to get like an electronic, get the last generation. Go on Craigslist for it. But bring somebody bigger than you. And the other thing on Craigslist is if they say they live 40 minutes away, look up a place that's 40 minutes from where you live and then say you'll meet in the middle and then just tell them to meet in the town that you're at. Just little tips for life.
You still have to like end the podcast, though.
I thought that was an allegory.
That wasn't really an ending, though.
All right. Good podcast.
I just wish...